In Nehemiah chapter 3, there's a lot of details, and sometimes people skip over sections of the Bible that seem like, you know, it's just all these specifics. How does this apply to me? Well, we're taking time this week to really dive into the depth of these details. And in Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 12, Shalom, he is one of the rulers of a half district of Jerusalem. We read that he gets busy. He's serving together with his daughters to rebuild the wall. So why is that important? Okay, he's a ruler. It's important because some of the nobles in verse 5 thought that they're kind of above things and they don't need to put their shoulders to the work. Not so with Shalom. He is in there working. And you are never in too high of a position where you'd say, I'm not into the serving thing. But Shalom sets the example. He serves with his daughters. Now, as a ruler, they could have been privileged. They could have been spoiled. But he doesn't try to overprotect his daughters. They're serving together. It's a beautiful picture of involving children. I want to encourage you today, if you have children or even with young kids that you know, get them involved in serving. Could be around the house that you're doing fix-it projects together. Could be in the community, putting together bags and supplies for people who are homeless. It could be overseas, sending off a gift or inviting a missionary into the home. There's so many things you can do. Making a meal for someone. Involve the children. Involve your children. Don't let them become too soft in that way. But keep active, serving, and finding those projects, finding those opportunities, doing it together. That forms sweet memories. And those are the bonds. Those are the things. I know someone who's well past the age of being retired, a typical retirement age, and he's thinking back to what his parents did with him in the home as a kid, and that laid the foundation for his entire life, all those decades, by seeing how his parents included them in what they were doing. So just know that example you set, it can affect generations. Involve the kids. Let them serve. Let them use their gifts for the Lord.